Have you noticed some yellow streaked wheat plants in your fields? Well, the culprit just might be the wheat streak mosaic virus. Stay tuned and I will share with you some management guidelines for the mosaic viruses. This can be one of the most economically devastating wheat diseases in Kansas. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Post-Rock District Crop Production Agent with K-State Research and Extension. You know, several calls and wheat samples continue to come into our Post-Rock Extension District offices. All of them have been identified by the K-State Diagnostic Lab as the wheat streak mosaic virus, which is one of the wheat streak complex viruses. I shared some information with you about 3 weeks ago to kind of give you a little preparation prior to maybe this disease showing up, but we've had so many calls and so many samples brought in, I thought I would share the information with you again. The wheat streak mosaic virus is spread by the wheat curl mite, which cannot be seen with the naked eye without some sort of magnification or a little hand lens. They survive over the summer on living plant tissue of volunteer wheat and certain other grasses. However, their volunteer wheat is the preferred host. As soon as these host plants die off, the wheat curl mites leave and start searching for a new source of living plant tissue. However, you need to remember that these tiny mites cannot fly, hop, or jump. They are dispersed and carried by the wind. And of course, here in Kansas and here in north central Kansas, we experience wind pretty much every day. The wheat curl mites can normally move about a half a mile or sometimes even up to 2 miles through the air. So if this volunteer wheat is not destroyed during the summer, the mites continue the feed in the fall and they overwinter in the soil or on the host plants. When the temperatures warm up again in the spring, the mites wake up and start the feeding process and infecting more wheat fields. We have certainly been experiencing warmer than average temperatures for this time of year. So the wheat curl mites have probably been working probably for about a month now. Fall infection can be more significant as the wheat seedlings are most at risk and yield can be severely affected. Possibly going by the indication of the symptoms and when they appear can be a determinant on when your infection occurred. I have visited with several producers around the area, and most mentioned that this yellowing didn't appear until this spring. So the other mosaic viruses include the High Plains mosaic virus and the triticum mosaic virus. And all of them pretty much have the same symptoms, or this classic green and yellow streaks on the leaves. So what are your options at this time? Unfortunately, your options are very limited, as once the plant is infected, there is no fungicide for the virus and no chemical for the wheat curl mite. So remember, the most effective management of the wheat streak mosaic virus is the timely control of your volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks prior to wheat drilling in the fall. K-State Research and Extension has an excellent publication, the 2024 Wheat Variety Guide. It provides ratings of each of the more common wheat varieties for each of the wheat diseases, including the wheat streak mosaic virus. This can be found online or picked up at any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. The K-State Research and Extension Wheat Streak Virus publication is also an excellent resource that is available online or at our Post-Rock Extension District offices. If you have further questions on the Wheat Streak Mosaic Virus, give me a call or stop by any of our offices. This has been Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for Post-Rock District with K-State Research and Extension. And please be safe out there.